finale to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker, broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Coming to you from humid and overcast Clearwater, Florida, BayCare Ballpark. Set of today's Florida State League game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Clearwater Threshers. It is the final game of the 2024 regular season across the Florida State League. For the Mets, this is it. For the Clearwater Threshers, they will carry on next week into the postseason. Mets trying to win this finale and finish on a two-game winning streak, win the series, and finish with fewer losses than they had last year when they had a team-high 84. So that is what is on the line today for the Mets. For the Threshers, they win today, and it will be a winning season. They lose a losing season. So that is what's at stake for the Threshers. First pitch is scheduled for 12:10. We're going to have an on-time start. There is some rain out in the Gulf of Mexico moving this way, but we think it'll come long after that this game is complete. So we are hopeful for 9 uninterrupted innings in the season finale.
Yeah, it should be a fun one today. One last game to go. Hopefully the St. Lucie Mets can end things out on a positive note. It's been a fun series this week. Every game has been a close game. The Mets had a big win last night on the 6-0 shutout. That was the one non-close game today in this series, but had to deal with some weather early on. It's been cooperative of the last couple of days, and now one last game on Sunday for the Mets to try and close things out the way they want.
Yeah, until yesterday, the previous 7 games had all been decided by 2 runs or less. Yesterday's game, even though it was a 6-0 Mets win, it was only 1-0 through 6 innings, and the Mets had to hold off the Threshers there in the 5th inning. Runners at the corners, no out. So it was tight until the very end. With the win, the Mets improved to 23-39 in the second half. They're now 45-83 overall. They surpassed last year's win total. Clearwater 20-40 in the second half, 63-63 overall. Elsewhere in the Florida State League, everybody else finishing out the string today. All the playoff matchups are set. Clearwater will be visiting Lakeland on Tuesday, best of 3 series in the West Division. And in the East, it will be Palm Beach traveling up to Daytona for Game 1 on Tuesday. We'll see how those matchups shake out. Elsewhere in the Florida State League today, Palm Beach at Jupiter at noon. Palm Beach already won that series. They lead it 4-1. Fort Myers at Lakeland at noon. Lakeland won the first 4 games to eliminate Fort Myers and win the West Division second half. Dunedin at Tampa at noon. Dunedin trying for the 5-0 sweep. And Bradenton and Daytona, the dreaded 5 o'clock game. That series is tied 2-2. And once again, our first pitch here is scheduled for 12 o'clock. Should be close to on time. We'll take a quick break, come back with the pitching matchup and the lineups for the season finale between the Mets and the Threshers.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on from BayCare Ballpark. Fans still filing in. Last night we had a crowd of 4,314. That's the largest crowd the Mets have played in front of this year. The biggest road crowd as well. So that was good to see. Fans stuck around for the fireworks. Today it'll be lighter, but
Still people here in the ballpark enjoying a Sunday afternoon. Also, happy NFL opening weekend. Everybody out there, celebrate however you are. Pitching matchup for today's game, it's Edgar Moretta for St. Lucie. The 21-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic is getting his first appearance of this series. He last pitched on September 1st, 3 shutout innings, 2 hits, no walks, and 4 strikeouts in that Sunday loss to Jupiter. Prior to that, he pitched 6 innings of 2-run ball against the Hammerheads on a Tuesday, so he's one of the hottest pitchers going for the St. Lucie Mets. He'll be on the mound today. Matt Osterberg is on the mound for Clearwater, finishing what he started. He was the opening starter in this series. Lefty from Coleman, Wisconsin, 25 years old. This is a double-A rehab assignment game for Osterberg. He struggled with his command, walked a couple, hit a couple on Tuesday, a game that the Mets would eventually win over the span of 2 days by a score of 4-3.
And Osterberg probably won't go long in this game, but something the Mets to be aware of as they start here. Will he have his command early on, unlike he did in his first game of the series? And then for the Mets, and Edgar Moretta only feels right that he's going to finish out the season here for St. Lucie. He has been excellent over his last couple of games, especially in the month of August, where his two starts, he went 6 full innings and was excellent for the Mets. So trying to do that one last time here and help the Mets get off to a good start in their final game of the 2024 season.
Mets yesterday pitched a 2-hit shutout. 2 hits tied for the fewest they have given up in a game this year. Starting lineup will begin with the visiting Mets. A.J. Ewing's going to lead off. Carson Bench, who had 3 hits yesterday, bats second. He's the DH. Marco Vargas third. He plays third. Nick Rizzoli, the cleanup hitter, bats and plays second. Trey Snyder fifth. He's at short. Jairo Cuevas sixth. He's in right. Laverson Gutierrez doing the catching. He hits seventh. Jacoby Long hits eighth. He's in left. And Vincent Perozzo bats ninth. He is at first base. Threshers have taken the field here at BayCare Ballpark. Everybody else trickling out of the dugouts to the lines for the national anthem, which is upon us. For that, we send it down to the field.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, when the rocket's red glare from its bursting in air, they proved through the night that our flag is still there. Oh, say does that star spangle banner it away? For the land of the free, the home of the brave.
Final national anthem of the season is complete. Now it's go time for the Mets and Threshers. One last time, they're meeting for the 11th of their 12 scheduled games this season. One of those canceled today, the finale of a now 5-game series at BayCare Ballpark. Current series tied at 2 after the Mets 6-0 victory on Saturday night. Clearwater leads the season series 7-3 and has outscored the Mets by 10 runs this season. Mets will send A.J. Ewing, Carson Bench, and Marco Vargas to the plate against Matt Osterberg, a lefty on double-A rehab assignment. His battery mate is Cody Shojinaga. The rest of the defense for the Threshers: Caden Hediger at first, Brady Day at second, Raider Tello at third, Juan Villavicencio at short. In the outfield, Joel Drago is in left, Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center, and Carter Matheson is in right. Threshers going with their alternate red jersey tops with the Threshers shark on the left chest, blue numbers on the back, plus their names on the back in blue. Mets for the first time in the series wearing the alternate orange jerseys, which they favored heavily here in the second half in the gray pants sad to report that we have a terrible uniform matchup for the final game of the season. Orange versus red does not meet the eye, but we're going to play anyways. Yeah, I wouldn't shut it down for that.
No. Hey, I had to finish out on the orange jerseys. They have favored it over here in the second half. They've been wearing the road grays all week long, but hopefully we'll have some good baseball and we can enjoy this last game here in 2024.
That's 8:15, by the way, in the orange jerseys on the road. And we're ready for baseball one last time. Game 129 out of 129. Three games canceled, including one earlier this week. The other two in Fort Myers in early August. Home plate umpire Caden Gustafson has signaled for the first pitch. Here it comes from Matt Osterberg to A.J. Ewing. It's a fastball off the plate for ball one, and we're underway right on time. It's noon. It is 85 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. It is the last one. Ground ball, right side, nice backhanded stop by Hediger. He'll race to first, beat Ewing to the base, three and assisted. That's how the game begins. Carson Benj, coming off one of his best days yet, will step into the box. It was really the Carson Benj game last night. Mets won it 6-0. He had half the team's hits. Went 3-for-4, two doubles, including proved to be the game-winning double. An RBI in the fifth inning, ground rule double. Only run necessary, and he hits the second pitch, or first pitch, thrown in the at-bat to second. And he's retired by day. So two up, two down.
Two quick outs here to start things off for the Mets. They're being aggressive on this Sunday, trying to move things along quickly and see if they can't catch Clearwater napping.
Also, last day of the season, if it's in the strike zone, guys are probably swinging. It's kind of old baseball code. Marco Vargas, though, will take a strike. That's just the fourth pitch of the inning. Thrown by Osterberg, who's already looking better today than he did in his first game. As this ball is shot deep and foul. Osterberg, inning in the third, two hits, two runs, a walk, two hit batters, and two strikeouts as he tried to shake off the rust on Tuesday. The rehab assignment. 0-2 pitch to Vargas. It's a breaking ball for strike three. Marco's going to challenge it. And we await the result of the challenge, and he won it. And if it's close, the umpire's apparently going to call it a strike two.
Everybody throwing strikes, swinging at strikes, but Vargas said, no, that one was a little too far outside. The entire Clearwater team was walking off of the field.
1-2 breaking ball, called strike three. Is Marco going to challenge? No. He will accept the call. Strikeout. A 1-2-3 start for Osterberg. We'll go to the bottom of the first. It'll be Edgar Moretta on the mound when we come back.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you for the bottom of the first inning. Carter Matheson, Joel Dragoo, and Carson DeMartini, the scheduled hitters against Edgar Moretta making his final appearance of the 2024 season and his first appearance this week. Well rested and ready for his first pitch to Matheson. He gets a swing and a miss, tied him up at 93. Matheson goes about 70% of the way. ...0-1. Fastball comes inside and hit him. So hit by pitch on the second pitch. Thrown by Moretta.
It just got a piece of him. It was a really good first pitch for Moretta, right in the strike zone. Got the half swing, but second one comes a little bit too far inside. Let's see if he can correct that mistake quickly here.
Dragoo next. Leadoff man on. No score. Moretta working from the stretch now, right side of the rubber. Breaking ball goes inside. Slight breeze blowing out to center field. Should not affect the ball much at all. Fastball for a strike on the inside corner. It is mostly cloudy, sun trying to peek through, but right now, actually pretty pleasant. The players appreciate the cloud cover. Rain maybe later in the afternoon, but hopefully well past game time as this ball is slugged out of play right side. And it's a ball in two strikes.
I don't want to have to deal with any rain on the last game of the 2024 season. Should stay away, but in Florida, you never know.
One-two pitch, foul back. First two games of this series affected by the weather. Took us a couple of days to complete the first game. Second game ended up being canceled. Third game called early due to rain in the eighth inning. But Friday and Saturday able to play nine uninterrupted, going for three straight. A 1-2, runner goes, pitches a ball. Gutierrez's throw to second is not in time. Stolen base for Matheson. A really good throw by Gutierrez, but the jump was too good for Matheson.
It was a really nice throw by Gutierrez. Got it in there accurately and quickly, but just, you know, when you have that good of a jump off of first base, really hard to get the runner out.
Two balls, two strikes. On Dragoo, the pitch comes home, and it's swung on and missed. Sweeping slider down and away gets him chasing. First out of the home first.
Well, that's Moretta's, one of his best pitches, the slider, just out and away, especially when he's ahead in the count. You got Drago who's trying to protect and chases that one out of the zone.
Carson DeMartini next, left-handed hitting DH. Moretta looks back to second at Matheson, delivers home. It's a changeup outside for ball one. No score, one out, runner on second in the bottom of the first. The Mets and Threshers both playing their 129th game this season. ...1-0 pitch is pop foul. Correction on that for Clearwater, it's 127. Not sure how I got 129. They told me no math would be involved. I got this job.
Just a little bit.
You missed the pregame show. The Mets, a win today means that they avoid 84 losses, which they had last year. The most in the franchise history. They've been around since 1988. Breaking ball right in there for strike two. For Clearwater, a win, and it's a winning season. A loss, and it's a losing season. So, I mean, they're in the playoffs, so they will continue on Tuesday. For the regular season, they need to win, finish over 500. A 1-2 pitch, Moretta. It's slugged into deep right field towards the pole, foul. That was absolutely crushed by DeMartini, but he couldn't straighten it out.
When you looked at the schedule, and Mets and Threshers probably thought wasn't much going to be on the line between these two teams. Mets already eliminated, and the Threshers already going to the postseason. But it's a big one today for both these teams.
Whoever wins this game wins the series. tied 2-2. The 1-2 pitch. Slider down. Check swing. Martini takes it for ball three. The Mets had two cracks at winning the series last week against Jupiter. Couldn't hold the 9-2 lead on Saturday and couldn't come back from the early deficit on Sunday. Had to settle for the split. 2-2 pitch. Foul back. Trying to flip the script this series and win both weekend games and take 3 of 5. Retta having a tough time trying to put away DeMartini here. Look back at second, the 2-2. It's a hard ground ball, backhanded at first base by Perozzo. He's going to throw it on to Moretta covering. That will be the second out. Carter Matheson makes his way to third base.
Nice job by Perozzo and Moretta. Perozzo able to get over quickly, field that ball cleanly, and then make a nice flip to Moretta, who quickly covered to get DeMartini out at first. Now just one more out to end the inning.
Matheson hit by a pitch, stole second, goes to third on the ground out. That's trying to keep him there. Hayden Hediger trying to knock him in. Moretta's first pitch is a ball. Mets pitching has been really good this week. They gave up 3 runs in the 7th inning on Friday. The other 7 innings that night didn't yield the run. Didn't yield the run in any of the 9 innings yesterday. The run's been hard to come by for the Threshers. And when you go back to that 3-run 7th inning that doomed the Mets' chances to win on Friday, it was all walks and hit batters. And there was 2 singles, including a bunt single in there. The Threshers have not swung the bat well these last few days. Check swing on a slider. The dirt, did he go? No. Even better was the backhanded pick by Gutierrez. Do not want to uncork a wild pitch with 2 outs and a runner at third. Three and O on Hediger. Moretta lays one right in there. Fastball for strike one. There's some soft tossing going on in the Mets' bullpen. Looks like Wilson Lopez. This is now about to be a 20-pitch inning for Moretta. And he delivers this ball home. It's grounded foul. That'll run the count full.
Has come back nicely here, though, with 2 strikes. Now has a chance to get out of the inning with 1 more pitch.
No score. Mets trying to keep it that way. Hediger will use his timeout. Wait until it got 3-2. Moretta with the payoff. It's crushed foul. That ball is heading out towards US 19. By the way, if you've listened on the crowd, Mike, throughout the week, you probably hear cars buzzing down the highway. That's very famous US 19. One of those well-traveled roads in Florida that's not an interstate. Just past the ballpark, visible from this press box. Another 3-2 pitch, and it's grounded to Perozzo. Down to one knee, fields it, runs it to the base himself, and the inning is over. Nice job by Edgar Moretta to work around that hit-by-pitch and stolen base. He strands Matheson at third, and we have concluded a scoreless first inning in the season finale.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule.
See you in Cooperstown. Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
On a mostly cloudy Sunday afternoon from Clearwater, Florida, final game of the season. Matt Osterberg will continue his rehab assignment for the Threshers. He threw just a 7-pitch first inning. Tired the side in order. Now he gets Nick Roselli. First pitch, big cut and a miss by Roselli for strike one. Four straight lefties out of the gate for the lefty Osterberg to deal with. And he'll change with Trey Snyder next. 0-1. Off the plate. Too far out. One ball, one strike. Fastball chopped into the ground, foul by Roselli.
We'll see if Roselli can have a nice bounce back day. He's had a tougher series, 1-for-4. Last night was 0-for-4 the night before that.
And in a short amount of time in St. Lucie, 17 games, he's hitting 300 on the dot, 15-for-50. 1-2, he'll watch it go outside. He's got a home run, a triple, and a double since coming over. Most of those college guys joined us in that Daytona series midway into August. 2-2 pitch is flowing into left center field, ranging over as Dragu back to make the catch. Roselli is retired, and it's 4-up, 4-down for Osterberg to start this game.
Yeah, cruising right along. Roselli got a pretty good swing on that one into left field, just not enough power to get it over of Dragu's head.
Trey Snyder at the plate. Snyder takes a fastball for a strike. For Snyder, this is game number 6. A pleasant surprise when we found out that he was coming over to the team. Coming the first Mets high school draft pick to make it to St. Lucie in the same year. Hits a ground ball weakly to third. Charging in and gloving is Tello. He throws to first. Good play. And retires Snyder. It's a tough throw across the body, line to line, but he made it for the second out.
That's a great throw. Coming in, making almost like an underhanded toss all the way across from third to first base side. And did it quickly and accurately.
5 straight retired to start the game for Osterberg, and now he faces Cuevas. Jairo waits on the first pitch and takes a strike. Well, Cuevas, with the double, could tie Ariel Amonte for the league lead in doubles. Amonte playing later tonight. Swing and a miss over in Jackie Robinson ballpark. O2, slider struck him out. 3 pitches. Cuevas goes down. Easy work so far for Osterberg. Not much of a rest for Edgar Moretta, who's coming back out for the home second scoreless game.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
22 pitch first inning for Edgar Moretta. Matt Osterberg in his two innings is only throwing 17 pitches. Cody Shoji Naga will lead off the home second. No score, no hits in the game. Moretta, first pitch, slider, strike one. Well, Jake, got me thinking. On Thursday, Mets didn't get their first hit till the fifth inning. Friday, not till the sixth. Lost both games. I don't want to wait too long to get that first hit. Check swing goes too far to Shoji Naga. It's nothing at two. But, you know, the only nine-inning no-hitter suffered by the St. Lucie Mets came in this ballpark. Against the Threshers on a Sunday afternoon. I called it 2016. God, I'm old.
I did not know that.
Well, now you do. 0-2 pitch, and it skips away. Now then, that was in a July game, and the Mets ended up winning the second half, so they overcame that. It was three pitchers for the Threshers, maybe like three innings each. Very muted celebration. A 1-2 pitch, and it's a weak grounder back to Moretta. He fields it into his gut, throws to first, perfect strike. And that retires Shoji Naga.
Well, as you kind of mentioned, too, Sunday is usually probably your best chance to do something like that with guys usually swinging a little more than they often would, and games are in the middle of the week.
Bring all this up to try to put the hex on. Hopefully Davison Gutierrez gets a hit to start the third, and it's all a moot point. Brady Day at the plate. Moretta's first pitch zipped in for a strike.
How does it work? I just have to say no hitter three times. No hitter, no hitter, no hitter.
Is that like the thing in the mirror you have to yell? Fastball exactly. For a strike. Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice. That's the Halloween spirit.
I thought you just had to say Beetlejuice twice, or is it three times?
I thought it was three times. Okay. I could be wrong. I've never tried it.
You're going to have to go see the movie, do some research. 0-2 on Day, the pitch. Skipped a full foot from the home plate. Ball one.
That's what you call a whoops pitch. Just did not mean to do that. Fell a little bit too early on the release point. Reset, try it again.
He will try again right now. Fastball down and in at the back foot. Two balls, two strikes.
Clearwater definitely hasn't been as aggressive as the Mets have when it comes to swinging at the plate.
2-2 pitch. Another ground ball to Perozzo. We'll throw it to Moretta covering. This is a close play, but won by Edgar. 3-1 put out for the second time.
Perozzo has been busy over there at first base.
Well, we've had Perozzo fielding and throwing to Moretta twice. Moretta fielding and throwing to Perozzo once. And Perozzo taking it himself once. Everybody on the left side is getting bored. Two up, two down. By the way, all that in the last four batters. 3-1, 3 unassisted, 1-3, and 3-1. Two-man game out there. First pitch, a strike to Raider Tello, who stepped out of the box as the pitch was coming in. No score, two outs, bases empty in the second inning. Moretta rocks and fires the 0-1. Strike at the knees, nothing in two. Moretta trying to retire six straight batters. He hit Carter Matheson to start his day. 0-2 in the dirt, another one of those spike balls. Moretta pitched three scoreless innings last Sunday against Jupiter. And he opened that Jupiter series on a Tuesday with six innings and two runs to get a win. And he's been really good lately. The 1-2, struck him out. Yes, it's picked up by Gutierrez. And he tags out the runner, Tello. Thought that ball might have been foul tipped. Nope, swung on and missed and just dropped by Gutierrez. But no harm comes of that. Second strike out of the day for Moretta. We'll go to the third. No score.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Jameson Gutierrez will lead off the top of the third for the Mets. No score. Matter of fact, in two innings, there's only been one man to reach base on a hit-by-pitch. So, slow start to the season finale. Gutierrez takes this pitch for ball one. The youngster, 18 years old, given nearly $2 million by the Mets to sign out of Venezuela. Last year, he's already in single A. To be a big part of the St. Lucie Mets' future. As he fouls one off. He's got off to a slow start, which is not totally surprising. Just 2-for-22. But he's looked the part defensively. He got the notes that the bat was ahead of the glove for the defense. He hits a weak ground ball through short. Viva Sencio charging. Struggles to get rid of it, but does in time. So it's 7-up, 7-down for Osterberg.
And continuing just to pitch strikes, and the Mets are swinging at him. Gutierrez didn't get a good swing off on that one. It was a tough play for Villavicencio to come in quickly, but did a nice job of making that play.
Juan Villavicencio, no relation to the former St. Lucie Met and current Brooklyn Cyclone, Kevin. Juan from Venezuela, Kevin from Mexico. Fastball below the knees to Jacoby Long, who had his six-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. See if he can finish the season with the hit. He flies one into shallow right field towards Matheson. Underneath, makes the catch. 8-up, 8-down for Osterberg. Well, he's throwing a lot more strikes today than he did on Tuesday, and this is the result.
No question about it. Been pounding that strike zone. And with how aggressive the Mets have been, it's been a good combination for Osterberg.
Mets are using the same bat. This is probably not a good strategy at this point. Everybody who makes an out, they drop the bat, and it's picked up by the next guy in line. So,
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Perozo at the plate and he will take a strike. That bat doesn't have any hits in it. They need a new one. It's just your standard tan, whitish bat, and this ball is grounded in the hole, backed up by Vivasencio. He throws to first. Close play. Perozzo's out. The bat continues with no hits. All nine Mets have been retired by Osterberg. We'll head to the home third. No score.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Edgar Moretta's day is done. Two shutout innings without a hit. No walks when it mattered, two strikeouts. He'll be replaced by Jose Chirinos, who has been added from the FCL team. Tall drink of water out there is Chirinos, listed at 6'3", 170 pounds, 19 years old from Venezuela. First pitch, fastball at 93 is a ball. To Juan Villavicencio, who made a couple of nice plays defensively in the top half of this third inning. Chirinos' next pitch is fouled away left side, fastball at 94. So if you thought the Mets were done with the roster transactions after yesterday, you thought wrong. Snuck two more in there, adding Chirinos and sending Dylan Ross to the development list to make room. As Chirinos misses with this fastball, it's 2-1. And that means the Mets made 183 roster moves this year. That's short of last year in 2022. Not by much. 2-1 pitch is grounded to third. Picked up by Vargas. The throw across is close but in time. Vivasencio trying to beat it out. Cannot. That's now seven straight threshers retired between two Mets pitchers.
A nice job by Chirinos to come in here to this game. A nice quick ground out to start things off. He's getting to make his debut for St. Lucie late in the season, trying to make some impressions before next year.
Mets did a lot of this last year too, but it was a little different at home in the final series against Daytona. These guys have been traveling across the state to meet the team, filling up the hotel rooms at the Fairfield Inn. I'm sure they're appreciative of the business. They met their quota, I'm sure, this quarter, based on the Mets alone. Swing and a miss on the slider. And it's 1-2 on Avery Owusu-Asiedu, the nine-hitter. 12 games, 7 starts for Chirinos in the FCL this year. Went 1-3 with a 6.14 ERA. Owusu-Asiedu uses his timeout. Now back in. A 1-2. To the backstop. Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, slider broke too low. Not a bad pitch to throw. Trying to get low and away and get Owusu-Asiedu to chase it. Needs to bring it a little bit closer.
The 2-2. Slider hammered fair down the third baseline. It's going to carry him off the wall out to Jacoby Long, who's going to hold Owusu-Asiedu to a long single. And a great throw by Long right on the money to second. So the ballpark helps the Mets as that ball scorched down the line fair, and then it hit the cutout, and instead of going down in the corner, bounced right out to Jacoby in shallow left.
No, very close to being a foul ball. It was a good pitch slider trying to get out of the zone, stayed in a little bit too much. But the Mets did a nice job of holding Owosu Asiedu to just a single.
Carter Matheson back up. He takes a ball. That's the game's first hit. Comes with two outs in the bottom of the third. Long single. 1-0 pitch inside 2-0. The only other base runner is this man, Carter Matheson, hit by Edgar Moreno's second pitch. 2-0 count. Chirinos takes something off, but not in the strike zone. 3-0. Now 3-0 pitch. Rallies back with the strike. No score. One on, one out. Bottom three. A fastball blooped back into the stands. That's going to land on the roof. And it's a full count.
Well, nice job to battle back here once more. 3-0 count and now two straight strikes. We saw this with Moretta.
Owosu Asiedu looks like he's going to run. He's got the lean, and they'll check in on him. Dives in back safely. Threshers one for one in stolen base attempts today. Chirino set from the stretch. Owosu Asiedu, the lead has grown. He's running. Pitches a ball high. He can stop running now. Matheson draws a walk. And here come the Threshers against this new Mets pitcher. Single and a walk. First and second, one out. Joel Drago will be the hitter. First time in the game the Mets, either team has had multiple runners on. Threshers in the first inning went 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Davison Gutierrez, the catcher, with some signals to the defense. Drago struck out swinging in the first against Moretta. First pitch, breaking ball, goes over his head for ball one. Now back to Moretta for a moment. So in his last three games of the year, 11 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, just 1 walk, 13 strikeouts. Now 1 walk might be the favorite stat in there. Pitch is outside, 2-0. Chirinos scuffling here, not throwing enough strikes.
It's a really nice end of the season for Edgar Moretta. Especially the one walk, all those strikeouts. He threw strikes, and that's been the recipe for success for the Mets all season long.
They throw strikes, things usually work out for them. Time called late, pitch clock violation. Nope, Chirinos not aware of the clock. Gutierrez tried to call time and save him, and it was not granted by the umpire. Already not throwing enough strikes now. Penalized with the automatic ball. And he gets this pitch in there for strike one. Trying to avoid loading the bases. DeMartini on deck.
Tough ball to take, especially after he got a strike in there. Would have been a 2-1 count, but now much less room to work with.
Foul ball, and it's a full count.
Once more again here, the Mets have had three straight balls, but then battled back with two strikes.
Trinos, the payoff pitch. Fouled back. Half swing by Dregu. Got enough of it. Fastball at 91 miles per hour. Inning started with the ground out. And it was Suicidu, a sharp single. Matheson drew a walk. First and second, one down, no score. Bottom three. Chirinos set from the chest. The 3-2 pitch, double steal, fouled away. Owosu Asiedu and Matheson both taking off on the pitch. Not something you see very often, but last game of the season. Marty Malloy, the manager, pulling that out. Swing and a miss, strike three. Draku goes down. And a nice rally by Chirinos from 3-0 after the pitch clock violation. Get the strikeout. His first.
Always love to see that anytime you can battle back, especially down 3-0, and get those three strikes to get the out.
Not out of the woods yet as DeMartini takes a slider high. First and second, two down now.
But the Threshers manager, by the way, Marty Malloy, has an interesting position where he is. He's not at the third base batter's box.
Oh, they're never in the coach's box as this pitch comes high and wide. The next time I see a manager slash third base coach in the third base coach's box will be the first time. But yeah, they all position themselves way down the line in these situations and looking at the outfields and the runner at second. So, I mean, he has no idea what's happening at the plate.
Well, you usually see him somewhat close to that area. He is all the way on the warning track.
Yeah, he's got half a foot in the grass. Everything else is in the warning track as this pitch is called the strike.
And the first base coach, he is further up the line.
Yeah, he's almost in the outfield.
Basically is in the outfield.
He's further away from the first base coach's box than Marty is from the third base. 2-1 pitch, swung on a miss. Good slider. DeMartini way ahead of it. Why did he even bother painting those at this stage?
Nobody
in baseball uses these things. It's like the on-deck circle. Nobody's standing in that thing. It's the green piece of carpet out there. 2-2 pitch, and the slider is popped up into left center field, long underneath. Jacoby makes the catch, and the side is retired. Good job by Chirinos. It looked like it could get dangerous there after the single walk and a 3-0 count. And he gets a strikeout and a flyout, puts up a zero. And we go to the fourth, still with no score.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Oh, it's the middle three innings, which means it's Jake Ricker's last three innings on play-by-play in 2024. Jake, I hand you a scoreless game. Do your best.
Have to end the season on a positive note for myself as well.
Get the Mets a hit here.
Hopefully that will continue as we get set to start the inning here. New pitcher on for the Clearwater Threshers, as it's A.J. Ewing who will lead it off for the St. Lucie Mets. Pedro Reyes for Clearwater.
Got the same bat.
A.J. Ewing still with that same bat the Mets have been using, we think, all game long.
Got to do some research here. I'll report back.
First pitch in there high for ball one. Reyes comes in and misses on ball one. Osterberg went three innings perfect, facing the minimum. 1-0 pitch, and that misses high. It's 2-0 now to AJ. Pitch misses low and inside. It's 3-0. So three straight balls for Reyes since coming into the game. And Mets with a good opportunity here to have their first base runner. 3-0 pitch swung on and missed. AJ had the green light, couldn't get contact on that one, and he's moved the count to 3-1. One pitch, swing and a miss. And the count is now run full. So Ewing, who was ahead in the count 3-0, it's now run full on him. Three balls and two strikes. AJ will take the timeout. Reyes will come set, and now the payoff pitch. And that is taken for a called strike three. AJ's going to challenge it. He's already starting to walk to first, and he will win it. So the Mets 2-for-2 on their challenges now, and now have their first base runner on the walk by AJ Ewing. And the bat stays with Carson Bench.
Yeah, I've went back and I've watched every clip of every Mets batter, and that's the same bat. So I don't know what the story is behind that, but they are 10 batters in and does not have a hit yet.
Penge grounds this one. Ewing was caught up there for a moment. Throw goes to second. It's AJ Ewing is out, but Penge at first. So AJ started to go for a moment, then started to go back, had to go again when the ball got put in play. And the Thresher is a long run until the throw was finally made to second for the out.
Well, that's too bad. AJ stumbled. He stumbled down out of the starting blocks. He would have forced the play to go to first base had he stayed upright and been able to try to steal the bag.
Well, now it's Marco Vargas here for the Mets. Bench now on first base, and he takes the first pitch for a strike. Vargas behind 0-1. It's been the same bat and the same bat in the on-deck circle, which has a little bit of blue tape on the bottom. Check over on Benj at first. He is in safely. And if you look down in the Mets dugout, the batters who are in the hole waiting to go on deck, they do not have a bat. So they are just passing this bat along as the line continues to move. 0-1. And that misses outside. Count evens up at 1-1. So the question now becomes, can the Mets get a hit with this bat before it breaks? One pitch. And a chopping ground ball fielded by Day. He'll flip on to first for out number two. Bench is able to advance to second, so the Mets will have a runner in scoring position here with two outs. And that'll bring Nick Roselli to the plate. Roselli 0-for-1, fly out back in the second inning. Roselli swings at the first pitch, shallow ground ball. Reyes picks it up. He fires the first, and it's passed into the... And Bench comes in to score. The Mets have taken a 1-0 lead on the wild throw from Reyes that went over Hettinger's head and rolled all the way near the tarp.
Yeah, it looked like very calmly collected by the pitcher Reyes. Then he reared back and he just fired a missile right by the first baseman. And with Benge running on contact, jogged home and scored. So the Mets, they get a run and they still don't have a hit.
Now it is Trey Snyder at the plate. And he will take strike one on the outside corner. So it's Roselli on first base after the error.
Oh, they gave the Mets a hit there.
I think it's being called a single. Pitch outside, and the count is evened up at 1-1.
Why?
I don't know.
In what world is that? I'm done asking these questions. It's probably a good thing we don't have any more games here.
So a base hit, so the Mets do have a hit now. As this one's flown into right field, falling fast, but foul.
Well, it's still not going to be RBI for Roselli. It'll be an infield single and E1 on the throw that brought Benge home.
I thought a good throw would have gotten Roselli at first, but
yeah, it was not an overly difficult play. I mean, the pitcher had to come off the mound to field it, but I mean, that's not ordinary effort, beyond ordinary effort.
Meanwhile, Snyder here in a 1-2 count, and he fouls off this pitch over and out of the ballpark.
Well, now we know the bat has a hit in it.
A close hit. But a hit nonetheless.
You know, on replay,
Roselli's taken off, pitches inside, and that's going to be a free stolen base for Nick Roselli.
On review, maybe the hit is the right call. Basically because Reyes, he didn't do the best job of getting that ball quickly and making a quick move to first base, and it would have been a bang-bang play. I still would have called it an error, but upon review, not as cut and dry.
2-2 pitch. Snyder takes it inside, and the count has run full. And the Mets get the benefit of the doubt, and they get the hit, and they get the run in, more importantly. They've taken a 1-0 lead. Reyes is set, and now the payoff pitch. Ground ball. This one is fielded by Villavicencio. Throws to first. That's over the head of Hedinger. Here comes Roselli. He's in to score. And for the second time, an error over at first base on the throw has let the Mets score a run.
Yeah, Threshers can't throw the ball to first base. Their pitcher misfired. Their shortstop misfired, and both times the Mets had a runner on second and were able to get that runner home. So 2-0 and still just that infield single. That's two unearned runs.
Now the question now is, will this one be called a hit?
That's an error. That's straight error, and they already put that up. So pretty, I mean, we say that, but yes, that's an error.
So the Mets have taken a 2-0 lead after two mistake throws over to first base. And now it'll be Jairo Cuevas stepping up to the plate. Snyder reaching on the air.
Hey, put the ball in play. Good things can happen. Force him to make plays.
And this pitch is taken low for ball one. So 1-0 now here to Cuevas. And that bat still moving right along. So it hasn't had a lot of pretty hits, but it's gotten the job done for the Mets. 1-0, big cut and a miss by Cuevas there. Counts even about 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runner on first with two outs. 1-1 pitch that misses. Count will move to 2-1. A three balls and one strike now to Cuevas.
You know, that bat might not have many hits in it, just the infield hit, but maybe it's got some magic that goes onto the ball that forces these bad throws.
It's just like Frosty the Snowman?
Yes.
Runner's going to go. Line drive down for a base hit. It's got one here. Cuevas on with a single, as advancing to third base is Trey Snyder.
Now that is a clean hit.
Maybe there is some magic in that old baseball bat.
Took second time through the order. Remember how this inning started? Strike three on A.J. Ewing. Overturned it to ball four. And then got two errors in there. A couple of runs, and now an opportunity for a three-run inning if Gutierrez can find some green grass.
Runners on the corners for the Mets with two outs. Gutierrez trying to extend the Mets' lead even further here, up 2-0. And this pitch misses low for ball one. So he is now ahead in the count.
Time might be running out on Reyes here. They're starting to warm somebody up in that Thresher's bullpen.
Check over on first, back in safely.
Pickoff throw to first will grab our attention. Make sure it gets over there. Poor Hediger's had himself a time.
1-0 pitch. Cuevas is going to take off. It's a fly ball into center field. Owosu Asidu underneath it, and he'll make the catch for the final out of the inning. So the inning comes to an end, but not before the Mets are able to score two off of two hits. They have a 2-0 lead now as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Back now here at Bay Carrow Ballpark, the Mets with a 2-0 lead in the series finale. Back out of the mound here for St. Lucie is Chirinos. And he will face off against Hediger. First pitch fired low, and it's ball one.
We took a close eye on Trinos when he was warming up between innings. Daverson Gutierrez, the catcher, was getting his gear on, so Jeremy Colonna, the bench coach, was catching him. I don't know if he was just trying to be safe, but there were several balls to the backstop. I don't know if he just didn't want to spike one to poor Jeremy, who's got no protection, or if it's a larger issue.
2-0 pitch will find the zone. It's a called strike here. And initially thrown two straight balls, but gets a curveball over for a strike. 2-1 pitch is fired in there, but wide. And it's 3-1. Torino's now set in the 3-1 pitch. Misses high for ball four, and that'll be a walk to lead off the inning to Caden Hettinger.
And some movement down there in the Mets bullpen. Saw Wilson Lopez warming up in the first inning. Could be getting set to go again. And I guess that's going to happen. He was warming up without us really spying him because Yuki's out to make a pitching change.
Cara de la Cruz takes the ball here from Chirinos, and that will do it for him. So a pitching change here for the Mets in the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The new pitcher for St. Lucie.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now here in Clearwater, Florida. New pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Wilson Lopez. He will take over for Chirinos. Lopez, so far here in 2024, 2-0 record, 7.06 ERA, 21 and two-thirds innings pitched with 25 walks and 19 strikeouts. And the first pitch he throws is ball one here to Shogi Naga.
Yeah, and it's black and white with Wilson Lopez. When he throws strikes, he does well. When he walks a lot of guys, which is quite often, he tends to struggle. It's all about throwing strikes for him.
But it's set in the 1-0, and that's a called strike on the high corner. Can't leave it up at 1-1.
We've seen him at various radar guns across the league. Touch 99, 100, sits 95.
He'll come set, and the 1-1 pitch. One misses outside. It's 2-1 on a slider at 84. A runner on first with no outs here for the Clearwater Threshers, down 2-0. Mets out in front. 2-1 pitch, fired outside, 3-1. Fastball at 98. But Lopez has not been able to find the strike zone. Check over on first, and it was in the dirt, but a good scoop by Perozzo. And no harm, no foul. Three-one pitch. And that is missed low for ball four. So a walk issued here to Shoji Naja.
Yeah, Lopez was last on the mound last Saturday, taking over a 9-2 lead in the seventh inning. And he came out of the bullpen and walked the first two guys, and all went downhill from there. So you would hope that today, you know, first time in over a week pitching, come out, throw strikes at the first batter, not walk him. But unfortunately, that's not taking place. And three walks in the last five batters drawn by the Threshers going back to last inning.
First pitch here today, low for ball one. So a walk to Hettinger and a walk to Shoji Naga. And it's runners on first and second here with no outs. Lopez look to second and out of the 1-0. This is low and gets away from Gutierrez and stuck now in the middle is Shogunaga. Perozzo throws back to second. Snyder comes in. He's going to make the tag. Shogunaga is out. And the Mets are able to get him out, caught in a rundown after he thought Hettinger was going to go on the pass ball. Hettinger held at second. He does advance to third after Shogunaga got caught in the rundown.
Yeah, I'd put that on Hettinger. That ball went far enough away from Gutierrez. That should have been an easy wild pitch. But Hettinger did not commit. Shogunaga did.
This pitch misses high here today. It's now 3-0.
That put Shogunaga in a between a rock and a hard place. Hettinger did get to third base while all that rundown was happening.
Lopez now the 3-0. And that misses low and inside, and that's ball four. So after all that, the Threshers would have had the bases loaded and everybody held or even advanced. Both of them advanced on the wild pitch.
Walks in the inning from two different pitchers. And, you know, going back to that play, they did well to get Shogunaga in the rundown, but there was an opportunity if Vincent Perozzo really wanted to roll the dice to throw to third base and try to get Hettinger, your lead runner. But at that point, you know if he keeps the rundown alive, you have a guaranteed out. You throw to third base, all of a sudden you're bringing in potential of nobody getting out. So I think he ended up, in the end, making the right decision.
Went with the safe play. Pitching coach Jordan Krause just wrapping up a mound visit now here with Lopez trying to settle him down, who has struggled to find the strike zone. He has issued the two walks here since coming in. The first walk of the inning still belonging to Chirinos. So it's runners on the corners here for Raider Tello. And one out in the inning after Shogunaga got caught in the rundown. Lopez fires in a cutter for strike one.
And I wonder how long until the Mets maybe get somebody warming up in the bullpen. I know Lopez has to get his work in, but it's the last game. There's no holding back. I'd empty it out.
The one pitch. And that misses low, counting as a bell 1-1. Does look like there's some light shuffling going on in the St. Lucie bullpen.
Hey, you're just trying to get through nine innings today, and then the season's over. Everybody can rest after that. You're not worrying about saving a guy for Tuesday in another series.
1-1 from Lopez, and that misses low. 2-1.
Yeah, I hate to, you know, leave a pitcher in there too long and squander the lead and miss out on a chance to win the game. And it looks like Gutierrez has had a glove mishap.
He heads to the dugout to get that situated. He needs a new glove.
I don't want to be catching 98-mile-per-hour fastballs with faulty glove. Need a hole being burned through it.
It looks like a strap may have come off on the glove and it just wasn't secure. Jeremy Colonia sprinted back into the Mets locker room to go get another one. There's not one readily available. So a small delay here is the equipment issue for Gutierrez.
Meanwhile, Wilson Lopez is throwing 12 pitches and only two for strikes. And while there's action in the Mets bullpen of stretching and some calisthenics, there's nobody actively warming up.
Just light movement going on right now, so it seems as this is Lopez's inning. Gutierrez has returned with the new glove, and we're set to go. 2-1 pitch from Lopez, and it's flown into right field, but well foul. And into the seats, so count's evened up at 2-2. Two pitch now from Lopez, fouled back, and the count stays even at two apiece. Two good pitches there from Lopez. evening up the count at 2-2. Runners on the corners, one out. Brady Day with a decent lead over at first base. Two fouled off once more. It's a low battling in this at bat. Lopez, the long hold. Now the 2-2 home, ground ball, Snyder diving, can't get it. That's through for a base hit, one run in to score. Runner's going to head to third. Throw comes into Roselli at second. And the Threshers have made this a 2-1 ball game.
Yeah, good piece of hitting. Lopez just couldn't get the fastball by him. And finally, Tello able to bang it up the middle. And good base running by Brady Day. He made it all the way to third base. So he's the tying run 90 feet away with just one out.
Hettinger, who came in to score. Day advancing to third. And now Tello is on first base. So again, runners on the corners here with one out. And it's Juan Villavicencio up at the plate. This pitch is taken here low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lopez set, and now the 1-0. Swung on and missed for a strike. Lopez took a big kick when he threw that pitch and almost fell over. Stayed upright, though, so count is evened up at 1-1. Vicencio trying to tie this game here for the Threshers. 1-1 pitch inside. Count moves to 2-1. Still nobody. No, there is one Mets pitcher who is starting to warm up now. So there is some action in the Mets bullpen. Light throwing. 2-1 pitch. Swung and missed. Ball gets away for strike three. Runner's going to come home and score. So a strike thrown from Lopez, but it bounces away. And Day comes in to score to tie the game up at 2.
Yeah, pain for the Mets. Gutierrez couldn't find it. He was spinning around like a top right there at home plate. The ball was about 5 feet to his right. It was still basically on the dirt in the circle when Day broke home. He saw that Gutierrez couldn't find it. That's a pitch that not only if you're a catcher, you know, you got to stop, but you have to prevent any sort of advancing on the bases. That's a tough way for the Mets to give up the lead. And of the walks, two have come in to score to tie this game. So it started poorly with the walks, and the Mets have paid for that.
2-2 pitch now. Ground ball right to Roselli. He'll throw to first. That's in time for out number two.
And now it's about salvaging the inning as the go-ahead run Tello made his way to third base. So it's been rocky with three straight walks to start. The Threshers gave him an out on the bases. If you're the Mets, if you're Lopez and Davis and Gutierrez, you just want to make sure that you connect here on these pitches. Don't let one get away for another wild pitch to score.
Avery Owosu-Asiedu now at the plate. And he will take the first pitch for a strike. It is Irving Cota who is warming up in the St. Lucie bullpen. Lopez, meanwhile, here trying to get one more out to end the inning. 0-1 pitch, misses low. Count evens up at 1-1. The Mets, who took a 2-0 lead in the fourth inning, have now given up that lead. Game is tied at 2, but the leading run for the Threshers is at third base. 1-1. And a fly ball, this one into left field. Long coming in, he's going to make the catch for out number three. So that'll end the inning. The Threshers, though, do score 2. And we are all tied up as we head to the fifth inning here at Bay Cale Ballpark.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Back now here in Clearwater, Florida, Mets and Threshers here in the final game of 2024. Tie game at 2-2. As we get set to start the top of the fifth inning, Jacoby Long will lead it off here for the Mets. And you guessed right, that same bat back and ready to go.
Can't stop now. It's got two hits in it, a couple of runs.
First pitch high here for ball one, and it's 1-0.
That magic pixie dust goes from the bat to the ball and forces the Threshers to make errant throws.
I love it. I'm enjoying it at this point. I think it's fun. 1-0 pitch, and this one is flown high up on the infield. Hettinger underneath it. He'll call for it, and he will make the catch for out number one.
I'll tell you what, though, it's not making great contact. The sharp line drive by Cuevas, that's about all it has to show for it. As far as hitting the ball hard. You go back to that last inning, Jake, I think both teams probably rue those runs. The errors by the Threshers leading both the Mets runs and the walks by the Mets leading the Threshers run. So at the end of the day, call the fourth inning a push.
Now here's Vincent Perozzo. He fouls off the first pitch.
So what's the backup plan? I mean, you make it through an entire game, all the foul balls, all the balls in play,
With one bat,
keeping it intact.
Do they move to the bat they've been using on the on-deck circle if that one breaks, or is there another similar bat? 0-1 pitch, this one lined into right field, but it's going to be caught by Matheson for out number two.
And if you are the one who swings the bat and it breaks, what is the penalty?
Oh, here's A.J. Ewing now. Bat is still holding strong. Has made contact a couple of times. Now, bats are not meant to go entire games. You often see bats break even in one game when one batter is using it off a couple of hard swings. Reyes set the first pitch to Ewing. He'll miss outside for ball one.
And if you run into the wrong pitcher like throws a hard cutter that darts inside, then you could be asking for trouble.
We have a lot of questions. The 1-0 pitch comes in and misses outside for ball two. We don't know if we're going to get the answers.
And as usual, we do not have the answers.
We do not have the answers.
You know what? We'll come back on April 5th, 2025 and give you the answer.
Well, more reason to tune in next year. Keep you waiting. Two balls, no strikes here to A.J. Ewing. And the 2-0 pitch flown up high up on the air. This one ranging over just past third base into the outfield, and it is caught by Tello for the third and final out. So it's three up, three down here for the Mets in the fifth. Still tied 2-2 here at Big Hill Ballpark.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
7 hours of commercial-free baseball start now. That's football.
No, we're not Scott Hansen. By the way, somebody asking my dream job, that's it. I want to do what Scott Hansen does.
Just watch football.
Just watch football in
7 hours.
7 hours.
Set to start here, the bottom of the fifth. And it is going to be a new pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Gurton. He has returned to the mound and in making his third appearance. This pitch is fired in here for a called strike. And he's ahead of Matheson 0-1.
By the way, they're well into the 7 straight hours of commercial-free football. That started like 20 minutes ago.
It did.
Next week, that's us on the couch, Jake.
Swing and a miss here, and Gurton is ahead 0-2. I wasn't able to make the joke until now, though. So Lopez is done for the day. And the 0-2 pitch, this is high. It's a 1-2 count. Gurton, who had an excellent debut for St. Lucie at home, and then his second game here in Clearwater did not go as well. As he's tied up here on appeal, went around. That's strike three. And Gurton leads off the inning with a strikeout.
Well, he's throwing hard both days he threw his debut 2 weeks ago at Clover Park. He was throwing hard again in Clearwater on Tuesday, but just missing. I mean, razor-thin close pitches on 3-2 counts, go for ball fours. A couple of those runs end up scoring.
This pitch is outside now here to Joel Drago.
But when you're not missing by much, that's pretty quickly correctable. Looks like he's made that correction today.
1-0 pitch, and that's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Now, Gurton, it looks like kind of like a slider. It's being called by the Hawkeye system as a sweeper. 1-1 pitch comes across, and that one misses for a ball but challenged here. And that's going to stay it's going to change over to a strike, so it's 1-2. Well, the Mets 3-for-3 on their challenges today. One-two pitch. And that misses outside. Fastball at 94 from Gurton. Counts even up at 2-2. 2-2 pitch, lined into right field. Cuevas underneath it, and he will make the catch for out number two. So it's two up, two down here for Gurton. And that'll bring up Carson DeMartini now for Clearwater. Two outs here in the inning. And the pitch inside, 1-0. Gurton trying for a 1-2-3 inning. Be the second one today for the Mets, needing one more out. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball right back to Gertin. It's off of his glove. Coming in quickly is Snyder. Going to bare hand throw. Not in time. Well, it was a great effort by Snyder to try and get it there. But just a little bit too late after that ball bounced off of Gertin's glove. He tried to make the play when it came back.
Yeah, once that ball got by Gertin, I thought there was no chance for any play. But the fact that Trey Snyder made it as close as he did, very impressive. Could have gone either way.
So now it is Hettinger next up at the plate here for Clearwater. And he swings and misses at the first pitch fastball. Behind here, 0-1. Two outs and a runner on first for Clearwater in a 2-2 game. 0-1 pitch. That's low and inside. Count evens up about 1-1. One pitch skipped in the dirt. Gutierrez keeps it in front of him. DeMartini will hold at first. So 2-1 now here to Hettinger. Two balls, one strike, two outs in the inning. Runner's going to go. Pitches inside for a ball. No throw here from Gutierrez. And a stolen base for DeMartini. It's 3-1 now to Hettinger. In the dirt, and that's ball four. It gets away, and now DeMartini will advance to third.
Yeah, so it looked like a harmless 1-2-3 inning when that comebacker from DeMartini went back to Gertin. Couldn't make the play, stolen base, wild pitch, a walk, and now Gertin's going to have to buckle down.
There'll be runners on the corners here for Cody Shoji Naga. And two outs in the inning. Mound visit here from Gutierrez. Perozo was there to help translate as well. That mound visit is over, and we're set to go once more. Shoji Naga, 0-4-1 so far today. Walked back in the fourth inning. He's got runners on the corners here. And a tied 2-2 ball game. And he fouls off the first pitch. Fastball at 92. He's behind 0-1. A 1 pitch. Misses outside. Count even up at 1-1. One ball, one strike. So Gertin trying to work out of a little bit of a jam here after two up, two down to start off the inning. 1-1. That misses high, and it's 2-1. Now, the last thing you want to do is have the bases loaded. All this coming with two outs. One pitch, and it's fouled off. Gertin has thrown some strikes here and is now even up the count at 2-2. Shoji Naga took a timeout. He's back in. Gertin sitting at 2-2. Fouled off once more. So Shoji Naga continuing to fight off these pitches. Staying alive at 2-2. And it's been all fastballs from Gertin. See if he changes it up here. 2-2, it's a slider outside, but it misses for ball three. So he did change it up. And now a full count with two outs, which means Hettinger on first will be running on the pitch. Curtain set and the payoff. And this one is flown into right field. This one's headed for the seats. Hettinger heads back to first base. Count remains full. Two outs, runners on the corners. 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth between the Mets and the Threshers in the 2024 finale of the regular season. 3-2, and that misses outside for ball four. Just off the plate, and the bases are now loaded here for the Threshers.
And back-to-back walks of two outs. Not what you're looking for. You on the verge of 1-2-3 inning.
And Jordan Krause is going to emerge from the St. Lucie dugout and head out to talk things over with the team. After the bases have been loaded, and a strikeout and a flyout to start off the fifth, and then a single from DeMartini that just got past Gurton. Snyder nearly made a great play but was a little bit late, and now the back-to-back walks. That's how the bases have been loaded.
Yeah, Mets have walked six of the last 14 batters. Hard to keep runners from coming across and scoring doing that. They've done a manageable job to this point. Just two. It also has helped that the Threshers really haven't done much hitting the last few games. Two-hit shutout last night. Three measly hits here. One that just deflected off the pitcher's mitt.
Yeah, nothing really big yet in this game. Day, ground ball. This one is going to be fair. Diving stop by Vargas, but station to station baseball for the Threshers. No throw is made and a run is in. They've taken a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, so four straight reaching. That's two infield hits and two walks now. So, again, a painful way to give up a run. But Vargas, by diving for that ball, he stopped it from going down the line. That would have been at least two runs if it got by him, perhaps a third. So he did well to keep it just at one.
Now here's Raider Tello. And he will take ball one. So bases remain loaded with two outs. It's now a 3-2 game. Threshers out in front by one. Bottom fifth. Curtin sending the 1-0 pitch. Fouled off. Count evens up at 1-1.
And again, six walks in a 14-batter span. And, you know, you reap what you sow. It's hard to do things like that and get away with it consistently. Now you're just trying to hang on here.
1-1 pitch, taken for a strike, challenged here by Tello, and it's going to stay a strike. So Clearwater loses their first challenge of the day. 0-1, so it's 1-2. One 2 pitch, and that misses outside. Count evens up at 2-2.
You know, Gurton's hit that same spot three different times, and the Threshers have taken it every time, and Gutierrez has nodded like, yes, good pitch. And I think Gurton's getting frustrated that either they're not swinging or it's not being called a strike.
2-2, line drive in a right field, and that's down for a base hit. One run is in to score. Another run coming home. Here's the throw in plenty of time, and Gutierrez is going to tag Shogi Naga out standing at home. So one run is able to get in on the base hit from Raider Tello, but the Mets get out of the inning on the tag at the plate. So it's 4-2 Threshers as we now head to the sixth inning here at Bay Care Ballpark.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back here in sunny Clearwater, Florida, on this Sunday afternoon, Mets and Threshers in the final game here of 2024. Threshers have taken a 4-2 lead. Reyes back out on the mound for Clearwater, and Carson Benge at the plate for St. Lucie. Takes a first pitch strike.
Jake, I think Clearwater manager Marty Malloy just wants this game to be done. Sending the runner on a line drive to Cuevas.
And now Benj flies the ball high into center field. Underneath this one is Owosu Asidu. A couple steps to his right, and he makes the catch for out number one.
Jairo Cuevas has thrown out runners all over the place all season long. That was probably the easiest one he's ever had. I'm not sure the runner Shoji Naga was halfway down the line, and the ball was already a perfect one-hop strike to Gutierrez.
Out by a mile. Cuevas doesn't play a lot of right field recently, but he has got a fantastic arm. Shown that before. Here's a foul ball by Vargas, and it catches the catcher Shoji Naga, and he's a little shaken up.
Yeah, maybe of all the aspects of this team, the best aspect for the St. Lucie Mets is their outfield arms. Between Cuevas, Long, Ben, Serrano, and these guys, high quality plus arms. They've all done well and have outfield assists this year.
Yeah, really, anybody you throw out there in the outfield, you have almost four different players that can really get the ball in. And then you have A.J. Ewing, who doesn't have as good of an arm as some of those other guys, but he's got great speed and can cover a lot of ground. 0-1 pitch to Vargas, and that's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Vargas is fine, falling behind 0-2. Well, the Mets scored two runs in the fourth inning, but are now behind by two. And Vargas takes this pitch just off the plate. Four ball one. One ball, two strikes. And swung on and missed here for Vargas, and he is out number two in the inning.
It's now six straight Mets retired since Cuevas got that sharp hit in the fourth inning that set up runners at the corners. Mets led 2-0 at that point. Looking for a 3-0 lead, this game has turned. And it's the Threshers throwing a lot of strikes on their side, and the Mets not throwing nearly as many on their side, and that's the big difference in the game right now.
Here's Nick Roselli now into the batter's box for St. Lucie. He's 1-for-2 so far today. And he takes this pitch inside for ball one. A 1-0, Reyes still on the mound here for Clearwater. Cruising right along. 1-0 pitch, called strike. Count evens up at 1-1. One one from Reyes, and it's flown into left field. This one going back, and it's going to fall right at the warning track, bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. Now Nick Roselli with another big hit And he is on second base with two outs.
Yeah, not afraid to go the other way. He hit a double to the same area off the base of the wall two nights ago. He's going to have a multi-hit game to finish the year.
Roselli, the single and now double, has put himself in scoring position for Trey Snyder. Snyder, who reached on the error his last time up. And he lines this one in the left field down for a base hit. Yuki will send Roselli. He takes a turn and will stand scoring as Snyder, with an RBI single, has made this a one-run game.
All right, that bat only had two hits in it all game until Roselli's double, and now back-to-back hits. Nice piece of hitting by Snyder, and Dragu in left. I think he's got the arms that the Mets do from the outfield. He got that ball as Roselli was hitting third and then took a look home and just opted just to lob it to second base.
Never not believing the magic in that bat, Adam. This pitch comes inside for Cuevas, and it's 1-0.
Got Snyder with the hit in his final game of the year. Nick Roselli going 2-for-3. That should ensure he finishes over 300 in his short time in St. Lucie.
1-0 pitch. This gets away. And Snyder will advance to second base on the wild pitch.
Yeah, they might call that one a pass ball. We'll have to check it, but it's a late reach by Shoji Naga. Don't look now, but a hit, and the Mets could tie this game.
Runner in scoring position, 4-3 is your score. You're in the top of the sixth. Cuevas in a 2-0 count. A 2-0 pitch, take it inside, ball three. Reyes setting the 3-0 pitch now, and that's a called strike. Cuevas looked like he was going to turn down a first, but he will not challenge. He's back in the batter's box. 3-1 now. Reyes trying to end the inning before the Mets try to tie this game with Snyder in scoring position. 3-1 pitch, and that's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Cuevas leaned out of the way, but it came back in the zone. So it's a full count. 3-2, runner on second, two outs. 4-3 is your score. Mets down by one. Payoff pitch. Cuevas lines it into right field, through for a base hit. Snyder's going to round third. Here comes the throw. It's offline, but Snyder is tagged out. You know, for the second time today, a not-so-close play at the plate, this time on the Mets, and they cannot tie it on the base hit from Cuevas. They do score one in the inning. It's 4-3 Threshers as we head to the bottom of the sixth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Welcome you back here in Clearwater, Florida. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you in the final game of the 2024 season for the St. Lucie Mets. They trail 4-3 right now. Irving Cota is the new pitcher on for the Mets.
Well, Jake, it's a 4-3 game, and both teams have five hits heating up. Would you rather be here, or would you rather be at Roger Dean, where Jupiter and Palm Beach are playing, and it's 15-0 Palm Beach in the fifth inning?
15-0. Wow.
Yeah, at least we got a competitive game going here.
We do indeed. This pitch is fouled off, and it's 0-1 now to Vivasencio.
What a terrible way to end your season if you're Jupiter. Getting drubbed by your neighbor, Palm Beach, in the same stadium you share. Yeesh.
And a line drive into right field. Cuevas couple steps back up on the front of the warning track, and he makes the catch here for out number one. So Cota able to come in and get a quick out for the Mets. And that'll bring Owosu Asiedu to the plate here for Clearwater. Owosu Asiedu 1-for-2. First pitch from Cota, slider that misses outside.
And Delvis Alegre, the Jupiter reliever, 5 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks. He didn't get an out. Terrible way to enter your offseason.
1-0 pitch, and that's a called strike. Count evens up at 1-1.
That one where he goes to the farm director and just begs and pleads, give me one inning in Double-A next week. Give me one, please.
Swing and a miss by Owosu Asiedu, and Cota's ahead 1-2. Yeah, not the way you want to have to wait for an entire offseason to get another chance to get back out there. Mets trying to close out their season on a positive note. 1-2, shallow ground ball. Cota ranges over, picks it up, flips it to first in time for out number two.
So meanwhile, Palm Beach is going to finish 12 games better, at least. 12 or 13 better than Daytona in the second half, and that's the playoff matchup.
How about Palm Beach? They have had quite the season this year.
Again, 83-47 will be their record. That's, man. Season.
Here is Matheson at the plate for the Threshers. He takes a first pitch fastball outside. It's 1-0.
It's going to be the most wins for a Florida State League team since 2019, back when it was 140 games.
1-0 pitch. That's inside, 2-0. And that is efficient. Palm Beach, who does have the advantage of having most of their college players basically the entire season. This pitch comes inside, makes it 3-0. Even when guys do get called up, you get the college guys that they drafted in the same year that come up. So essentially having those college players all year long. 3-0. And that's a called strike. Makes it 3-1.
Yeah, and the college crop from the previous draft goes up when the new crop from this year's draft comes in. Pretty seamless.
3-1 pitch. Popped up on the infield, and Snyder will call for it, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So Cota comes in and delivers a nice 1-2-3 inning for the Mets. They trail by one run as we head to the bottom of the sixth.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Well, Jake, just for old time's sake, you hand me back the play-by-play with the Mets losing. One last time for you in 2024.
One last time. I had to keep the tradition the same.
Well, look, I gave you the game, no score in the fourth inning. You give it back to me 4-3. Some excitement there in the middle three innings for you.
That is true.
I think the last six innings I've called scoreless, so let's hope that streak ends. The Mets can tie this game and take a lead. We have a new pitcher, Drew Garrett, on the mound for Clearwater in the seventh. And he greets Davison Gutierrez with the fastball up and in. So Reyes, three innings, five hits, three runs, only one earned. A walk and a strikeout. He threw 48 pitches, 28 strikes. Gutierrez 0-2. Fouls went back. Mets were trying to tie the game last inning. Cuevas smoked a ball in the right field, but Trey Snyder thrown out by a mile at home. Looks like both managers going to be aggressive and send them. Bottom of the fifth ended in a similar manner. A throw from the right fielder, Cuevas. Gutierrez takes a ball high. Both teams have five hits, two errors for the Threshers, none for the Mets. Pitch is in the dirt. Mets still going with that same bat. It's held up, and now it's produced five hits, including three in a row. Double by Roselli, back-to-back singles by Snyder and Cuevas. And they get four straight hits out of that bat. 3-1, Gutierrez is going to take it all the way for strike two. Full count. And he's going to use his timeout.
Now the bat has started to heat up. Hopefully it can stay that way for the rest of the game for the Mets. And they can tie this game up, take a lead, and pull out the win here in the last couple innings.
Full count. Garrett set the payoff. Swung on and missed. Fastball at 94 right down the pipe. Gutierrez drops to 0-3. Jacoby Long will come up. Mets with the win today would finish 46-83. Two more wins than last year and one less loss. Clearwater a win, and they finish above 500. A loss, they finish below. Clearwater will play more baseball Tuesday. Best of three series in the West Division playoff bracket against Lakeland. First pitch coming into Jacoby Long. Clearwater won the first half, which means they have home field advantage. That means they get game two, and then if necessary, game three at home. So the series will be decided here at BayCare Ballpark. Ball is fouled back. Lakeland as the second half winner gets game one at home. And then in the East Division, Palm Beach won the first half, won the second half. Daytona the wild card, so game one in Daytona. Deciding game two or three in Palm Beach. Ball is low. I contend, I think I said this earlier, that if you win both halves, you should get every game at home. Game 1, 2, and if necessary, 3 should be in Roger Dean. You should be rewarded for that as Long swings and misses. Now, is that fair to the Daytona fans and the Tortugas who are trying to sell tickets and hot dogs and make money? No, but still.
I do like it.
There should be some sort of incentive. 2-2 pitch is line foul. I think I initially said if you win both halves, you should just get a bye. To the finals. Should not have to play a first round matchup. But that might be a tad harsh. One, you're sitting for almost a week.
I think they should expand the playoffs.
No. Jeez. Jake. God bless you. 2-2. In the dirt. Well, look, it's a four-team division, Jake. You're already going into the season with a 50-50 shot. If you can't get in that way, then you probably shouldn't be in.
Well, hey, it does stand to be true.
You'd rather be in the West, a six-team division. It's tougher over there.
Much harder.
3-2 pitch to Long, and he's going to sky it into shallow left field. Dragoo has a beat on it, jogging in, makes the catch. Two up, two down in the top of the seventh. Fort Myers has had a pretty good half in the West. Has a chance to finish 10 games over 500. Will miss the playoffs while Daytona at 3 games over 500 is going from the East. This used to be a 12-team league with 6-6. And it used to be North and South, not East and West. So the Mets would be in the same division with the Roger Dean teams, Jupiter and Palm Beach. The other three teams in the division were over on the West Coast, Fort Myers, Bradenton, Port Charlotte. 0-1 pitch coming to Perozzo. And did that hit him? It did. It clipped off his leg. So down to first he goes. It will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Garrett. Perozzo the tying run at first base with two outs in the seventh. 4-3 Threshers back to the top in Ewing.
Yeah, listen, you move Lakeland over into the East Division. They're close enough. Then you have a balanced division, and you expand the playoffs.
You know what? I remember these conversations being had because you could have made it an East-West as this pitch goes high to Ewing. When it was North-South, you could have moved Lakeland and made it East-West, but then you're taking poor Lakeland and their closest trip with all the divisional games is, you know, 2 hours and 20 minutes away in Port St. Lucie as opposed to, you know, 45 minutes to Tampa. So for travel and logistic purposes, Lakeland stays clustered over here.
It does make sense at the end of the day.
Pitch is high. I used to like the old schedule when it was 140 games, maybe because I was younger and more spry. I had all my mental capacities. But it was 140 games. You didn't have a Monday off day every day, every Monday. So this pitch comes inside, nearly hits Ewing. And you'd have three-game series and four-game series. There'd be midweek changes. Sometimes you'd get a Friday or a Thursday off. So you have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 3-1 pitch, and Ewing's going to take it low for ball four. And the Mets have put runners on first and second with two outs in the seventh, trailing by one. And it's going to bring up Carson Benj, who's 0-for-3, coming off the red-hot game last night. Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach, will go have a visit with Garrett. So this is not what you want to do if you're Garrett. Get the first two outs and then issue free bases to bring up Benj.
You know, essentially kind of what happened to the Mets not too long ago, where Curtin had the first two outs and then had the base hit, back-to-back walks. Next thing you know, the bases were loaded.
So back to the way the old format was pre-2021. And you would match up against your division teams 18 times each. You'd have three-game road series and three-game home series. You'd have, when they cross divisions, you'd have a four-game series. Play a team eight times from the other division, four at home, four away. They try to split them evenly per half. It's very, very even. Oh, pitch to the backstop goes right off the top of the mitt of the catcher, Shoji Naga. And that's going to send Perozzo to third and Ewing up to second. And now a hit certainly would tie the game and possibly put the Mets in the lead. Catcher didn't see it all the way into the mitt. Interesting, with two outs, the infield on the left side is kind of moving in. Now they're backing up. Benj takes this pitch inside, 2-0. That one had to be wrangled by Shoji Naga.
I would love to see Benj get the opportunity to get a good pitch to swing at here. You know how good his bat can be. I really should say the team's bat.
2-0. Benj checks his swing, goes too far. Swinging strike. 2-1. That's threatening with two in scoring position and two outs in the seventh. Down 4-3. The pitch. Benj takes it inside for ball three. First base is open. Marco Vargas 0-3 is the on-deck hitter. How aggressive does Drew Garrett want to be right now? The pitch. Benj lines it out of play. He got the fastball at 94 but was tardy on it. Full count. Garrett set from the belt. The 3-2. Benj takes high. Ball four. Eye high. So three consecutive batters put on a hit by pitch and two walks. Drew Garrett flirting with disaster here. There was a pass ball mixed in. That's kind of a race now on the balk. On the walk. Correction, that pass ball has been called a wild pitch. Another blemish in the inning on Garrett. Here's Vargas. Bases loaded. First pitch to him. To the backstop. Here comes Perozzo to the plate. He slides in. He's safe. That ball gets away through the infield. It'll be backed up. Oh, and it's misplayed by the shortstop, Villavicencio. And the Mets are going to take the lead as Ewing scores. 5-4 Mets. What a debacle down there on the field for the Threshers. First, the wild pitch. Then the throw back to the plate was no good. Rolled out harmlessly towards the second base bag. And then Villavicencio had to go under his glove. This awful defense by the Threshers. That's their third error of the day. Inexcusable. Mets just standing around letting the Threshers hand them runs. Perozzo in to tie it and Ewing in to take the lead.
Went from bad to worse to really bad on the Threshers.
Tapper foul. Initially it looked like the ball was so wild out of the hand of Garrett that it hit the screen and took a pretty nice ricochet to Shoji Naga, who tried to flip it back to Garrett covering, and it was not going to be in time, but it was going to be fairly close until that ball just got away through the infield. And Vargas going to take a ball that's 2-1. On a pitch, you had guys advancing multiple bases. Pitch misses. It's 3-1.
Well, now for Vargas with Benj at third base, just trying to get a base hit and drive in a run.
Vargas will take ball four. What a disaster out there for Drew Garrett. A strikeout, a flyout, hit batter, walk, 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 two wild pitches in between, and that's going to do it for him. Only be wary if you are a pitcher today and you get the first two outs. You better really hone in and get that third guy. Marty Malloy is out for a pitching change. Mets threatening for more. They've scored two to take a 5-4 lead. They have runners at the corners in the top of the seventh, and we come back with a new pitcher.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers.
What are the perks?
How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Saul Tehran, the new pitcher for the Threshers, trying to clean up this mess out there. Took a replay, look at the replay of the debacle out there on the wild pitch. It was as bad as I remembered it live.
And certainly not the things you, not the way you wanted things to go out there on the mound. And now Mets with a one-run lead.
Roselli pops the very first pitch up in foul ground. Will this stay playable? Shoji Naga is looking for it. Will land five rows up in the stands. And the race is on. Come on, get it. No, they don't know where it is. Oh, and they're going to give it up to the guy that looked very depressed that he did not find it. Sometimes the kid that got that ball was the one who didn't leave his seat to race for it. Sometimes you got to be patient, Jake.
Well, I think the Clearwater dugout just flipped him a ball, too.
He deserves one. 0-1 to Roselli. Vargas trying to steal. Fouled away into the Mets dugout. Marco will come back. Marco had a couple of steals last night. Sun breaking through here. It's been a mostly cloudy day. The weather has held off. We should be able to get the rest of this ball game in. 5-4 Mets, two outs, top seven. Final game of the 2024 regular season. Vargas, another healthy lead. Not running. And it swung on and missed by Roselli. So Tehran comes out of the bullpen and puts the fire out with that strikeout. But the Mets scored two runs without a ball in play. There were three walks, a hit batter, two wild pitches, and an error. And the Mets, at the end of it, lead 5-4. Stretch time for the last time in 2024.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucimets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets back on top. Irvin Cota, second inning of work, facing Joel Dragu, 0-3. Cota's first pitch is fouled back. Cota, an 11-pitch, 7-strike, sixth inning, 1-2-3. I'd like to see more of that. Dragu, two strikeouts and a lineout today. Ball is outside. Mets nursing this one-run lead. Can they take it to the finish line? And finish. One fewer losses than last year. Fastball is high. Well, by winning yesterday, the Mets ensured that they will have a better record than last year's team. Last year, 44-84. Today, Mets 45-83. So one full game better. And this team is going to play one more game than last year's team. 2-2 on Dregu as the fourth pitch gets in the zone. And then a weak ground ball to third that's going to turn foul. Fielded by Vargas anyways.
You guaranteed yourself that you would have more wins than last year, but still would like to end this game on a win, obviously, for just the feel-good side of it, on ending your season on a win, and to finish with less losses than last year.
And a series victory. It's the 2-2 series right now. 2-2 pitch, a nubber foul. Dregu stays alive. Mets haven't had many series wins, three to be exact. They won 4-6 from Tampa, the first full six-game series of the year. At home back in mid-April. 2-2 pitch, a ground ball to Marco. He scoops it up, sets his feet. Perfect throw to first, plenty of time. And that retires Dregu. Four up, four down for Irving Cota out of the bullpen. Mets' other series win, they didn't get another one until on the road in Fort Myers, end of July into August. Won 3-4. Weekend games canceled by Tropical Storm Debbie. And then the Mets, after winning the first three in a six-game series against Daytona, it took until the Sunday game down 6-0 to roar back and win to take 4-6 there. And, of course, last week, split 3-3. They had a great chance to win it on a Saturday with the 7-run lead in the seventh inning. So it would be nice to finish off a series victory here on the road. First pitch to DeMartini is a strike. Second pitch, a hard ground ball right to the second baseman, Roselli. An easy lob throw to first, and DeMartini's down. Cota looking for a lockdown inning after being given the 5-4 lead. He'll face Caden Hediger. Hediger, get this, has walked his last two times and both times has scored. There's a lesson there, Jake.
Walking is a good thing.
For him, not for the Mets. It's not going to be a walk. It's going to be a ground ball to Roselli. Easier play than the last. 1-2-3 inning. Well done by Irving Cota. He's pitched two perfect out of the bullpen. Entered with the Mets trailing. And now the Mets lead 5-4 going to the eighth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Last two innings of the season, we think. Always a potential of extras lurking out there in a 5-4 game. Trey Snyder, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. At the plate, Teron continues to pitch. He throws a strike. Drew Garrett, two-thirds of an inning, two hits, two runs, one earned. He walked three, hit one, struck out one. Only 12 of his 31 pitches were strikes. Breaking ball down and away. So we're trying to get our last thoughts in here before the season ends. Haven't talked much about the New York Mets lately, and perhaps we should. After all, they are the hottest team in baseball. They've won 9 in a row, going for 10 straight. Scoreless right now in the third inning against Cincinnati. Not a whole lot of St. Lucie connections, at least not as it relates to this year's team. We did get J.D. Martinez going.
We did.
Back in the first couple weeks of the season when he was essentially using his time in Port St. Lucie as his spring training, late signing. As Snyder swings and misses and strikes out on the fastball.
Still contend that Martinez is a former St. Lucie Met.
He does not go on the Wall of Fame. He does not. The Mets have had a handful of rehabbers at the major league level this year. I think the one who probably came through the most successfully was David Peterson. He pitched well in all three games. He pitched for St. Lucie, and St. Lucie Mets lost all three. But he has been tremendous with the big club. That whole starting pitching staff has taken the league by surprise. David Stern's hitting on guys like Sean Manaea. Jose Quintana's had a good game the other day. This pitch comes inside for a ball. Luis Severino, of course.
This is a good time of the season to be hot right now as things get closer and closer to winding down.
2-1 pitch is over for a strike. Yeah, Mets have a full game lead on the Braves for the last wild card spot. They're closing in on Arizona for the second wild card spot, and they're within striking distance of San Diego for the first wild card spot, which, of course, you get home field if you get the number one spot in the wild card. 2-2 pitch is low on Cuevas. So I think right now the Mets, 9 wins in a row. I know the Braves, you know, there's some demons there to battle, but the Mets are the healthier bunch. I think most baseball people favor the Mets as this ball comes inside and hits Cuevas. Would have been ball 4 if it didn't hit him. But it deflected somewhere off of his gear. He's no worse for the wear. So down to first he goes. I think most baseball people will tell you that the Mets favor to win that matchup with the Braves in the wild card race. But they're still the Braves. Should not be taken lightly. You see how fast things could change. It was only about a week and a half ago. Mets were 4 games behind Atlanta. But we'll keep an eye on that once our season ends.
How about Cuevas here? Has quietly had a good game. 2 base hits and now has reached first again on a hit-by pitch. He's been on first 3 times today.
Gutierrez looking for a hit before his season comes to an end. 1-1, 1-out, 5-4 Mets in the 8th. Pickoff throw, Cuevas dives in safely.
We've entered that territory now where guys are going to be taking their last at-bats of the 2024 regular season.
Cuevas, big lead, doesn't go. Pitch is slugged into deep left center. Chasing back is Owusu Isidu. Still going back, he reaches out. He can't get it, and it bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. Davison Gutierrez, perhaps his last at-bat of the season, doubles. Cuevas would have scored easily had that ball stayed in the park. High wall out there in left center, but it still managed to take the bounce over.
Yeah, fortunate for the Threshers that that ends up as a ground rule double. Well, Gutierrez hasn't been able to get a lot of hits early on in the season. He's kind of struggled when he's joined the Mets, but he has shown some great pop, and he can really hit the ball hard if he gets all of it.
It's his second double, as time is called by Shoji Naga. Catcher's going to go out for a visit. We're all set to have a pitch, and then he threw up his hands and ran out there. Gutierrez's very first swing with St. Lucie produced a double back at home against Jupiter. And only three hits, but when he connects like that, I think raw power, just 18 years old. Infield is in for the Threshers. Jacoby Long is at the plate. Mound meeting is over. Duran's first pitch. A high slider. You get the feeling here if Long can produce a hit. Get a couple of runs in. That would go a long way in the Mets getting a victory to end the season. Swings and misses. Chased low. Ball and strike. You don't want that Brown rule double to be the reason you don't score a run. And that was a bad break for the Mets. A ground ball to third. Runs coming home. The throw home. Not in time. Cuevas runs all the way through and scores. Tello fired home, but it was chopped too slowly for a realistic play. No slide needed for Cuevas. He scores, and the Mets lead 6-4. It'll be a fielder's choice RBI for Long with no out recorded on the play.
Well, we've talked about Cuevas' great arm, but he also has some sneaky speed. Got in there very quickly, able to beat out that throw home. Was looking like it could be a close play for a moment, but that's a big run for the Mets. You now have that insurance run. You're up two here as you enter the later innings.
It's now Perozo with runners at first and second. Gutierrez had the hold up. Perozo fouls one back. Perozo hit by a pitch with two outs last time up in the seventh inning. Didn't think much of it. Little did we know that that would just begin the merry-go-round of terrible baseball played by the Threshers that inning. Walked some wild pitches and an error and hit batter. Cuevas fouls away another, and it's nothing in two. Mets have scored four unanswered. Scored in three straight innings in four of the last five innings. Scored in the final three innings of last night's game. Duran's 0-2, and Perozo swings late at the fastball and strikes out. 2 down in the inning. Perozo limping back to the dugout. It is odd to see these guys go back to the dugout without the bat because they just hand it over to the next guy. It's A.J. Ewing, 0-for-2 with two walks and a run. And Ewing will take a pitch low. Not sure the bat strategy has been the best. They've used the same one. They've scored six runs. It's gotten six hits out of it. Gutierrez, the only extra base hit. Actually, Roselli had a double, too. A couple of ground rule doubles. Can we get a bat that doesn't produce a ground rule double, keeps it in the ballpark?
Or gets it out of the ballpark?
Yeah. Mets have not hit a home run this week. This is a great ballpark to hit home runs in. Ewing takes a pitch outside. It's short to right, short to left. Those walls that just go straight across into center field. The wind is usually favorable. Clearwater's hit two home runs. That's it for them. 2-1 to Ewing. And he takes it for a strike, fastball.
Well, the Mets don't have tons of guys that are big power bats. Benj probably the one with the most power.
Benj, Collins, and Serrano has certainly brought an element, and even Roselli as well, of new power. But in just a short amount of time, it's hard to pile up those home run stats. 2-2 on Ewing. The pitch. He rolls it over foul. Ewing, if I'm not mistaken, is he the active leader on the team in home runs with five? Game notes will tell me that.
He is. He's tied with Colin Houck, who also has five.
Colin Houck not in the lineup today, so it appeared last night his final game of the season. Ewing slices one into left, right towards Dragoo, makes the catch, and the side is retired. The Mets score another run. Cuevas hit by a pitch, comes home to score on the ground ball, hit by Long. It's now a 6-4 Mets lead. We go to the bottom of the eighth.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Irving Cota, two perfect innings in relief. Entered the game with the Mets down. Now the Mets lead by two. Stands to be the pitcher of record. Face Cody Shojinaga. 0-1 with two walks. And the first pitch from Cota is a ball. Mets were up by 2-0, and then down 4-2. Now lead 6-4. The slider goes low. Elsewhere in the Florida State League, Palm Beach beating Jupiter like a drum, 15-3. Two-0 pitch, a strike. Fort Myers leading at Lakeland 9-3. In the bottom of the ninth, Fort Myers going to win that game and finish half a game behind Lakeland in the second half. Slider, strike two. Dunedin up 4-2 at Tampa in the bottom of the ninth. Dunedin trying to finish the season on a 5-game winning streak. And Bradenton at Daytona. 5 o'clock start. Jeez, Daytona's in the playoffs. Couldn't they have moved that game to noon?
No, one last time.
Slider is blooped into shallow left center. This is a tough play. Snyder ranges back and over the shoulder makes the catch. Ewing not going to get there. That's seven batters, and seven batters retired by Cota. A lot of easy outs, too. Weak grounders, pop-ups.
And can you guess what Cota's been doing?
Throwing strikes.
That's what he's been doing. He's doing a really nice job.
Prime example. There's a swing and a miss, and he's throwing 93, 94. Doesn't have to gas it up to 99. You can really succeed in this league by throwing strikes. I mean, Franklin Gomez, for a long time, was the Mets' top starter. And he was topping out at 90, 91, but he threw strikes. 0-1, it's ripped foul. Changeup.
Throwing hard is always good. It can be tough to catch up to pitches like that, but sometimes accuracy can be a little more important, because if you're throwing hard but you're throwing wild, and guys just keep walking around, all it takes is one good swing and you're in trouble.
0-2 pitch, breaking ball is popped up into left center. Ewing calling for it. AJ makes the catch. A couple of weeks ago on the MLB Network, they had that Greg Maddux special. That should be every minor leaguer who's drafted or signed a pitcher, they should make them all watch that. Just look at how Greg Maddux made a Hall of Fame career of throwing just to spots, high 80s, low 90s, just a master of the game. And also never had an injury problem.
And we've seen a lot of injuries spike in the game recently because guys are throwing so hard and they're throwing these crazy curveballs, and the arm action just, it can do a lot of damage to your arm after this challenge pitch here.
Challenge by Perozo, or Davison Gutierrez, rather. Call the ball, stay the ball. Very next pitch is popped up at first base. Perozo waving for it. He makes the catch. Three perfect innings for Irving Cota. Sends us to the ninth. The Mets lead 6-4.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Final inning of the year, we hope. That means the Mets will not have seen the Threshers. Well, let's not get ahead of myself here. We don't want extras. We don't want the Threshers to score three runs in the ninth inning either, do we? The Mets in the ninth with the lead by two. New pitcher Josh Bortgazon. That's looking for insurance. They got a couple insurance runs last night. The base-loaded walk and a wild pitch. Carson Benge could be his last at-bat as a St. Lucie Met. Takes a strike. Figure first-round pick finishing the year here. Mets aggressive with their college guys. Could certainly see him starting next year in Brooklyn. Follow that Kevin Parada path. Parada, college pick in 2022 in the first round. Finished in St. Lucie. Guided that team to a championship next year, right to Brooklyn. Benge 0-for-3 with the walk. Takes one up and away. 3-1. As Bortka appears in his 22nd game out of the Clearwater bullpen. Three-one pitch, a line drive snared by the first baseman Hediger. This couldn't quite clear the tower as Benge lines out. One gone in the visiting ninth.
That one at 80 miles an hour just didn't get high enough to get through for a base hit. Mets already up two runs, but wouldn't ever hurt to add a couple more insurance runs, especially how we've seen these innings go against Clearwater.
First pitch is called the strike. The Mets have scored six runs. They produced six hits. They've made 25 outs, and it's all with the same bat. Still going. A.J. Ewing used it to start the game, and it's still in the hands of the hitter, Marco Vargas. And he takes the ball outside.
Now, I have noticed that the on-deck bat has changed. But the bat in the batter's box has not.
Slider for a strike, the top of the zone. Vargas today 0-for-3 at the walk. Trying to look down the line here, and basically everybody who's played has done something positive with the bat. Maybe not everybody getting a hit as this pitch is outside. The only player that hasn't got a hit or a walk, one of the two, is Jacoby Long, but his ground out produced the last run, which could be a big one. 2-2 pitch. Vargas will take it for strike three. No challenge. Did not put the bat in jeopardy. And now Nick Roselli. That's went down in order in the first three innings. Since then, they have not gone down in order.
Adam, the bat streak has ended.
Oh, it's over.
Roselli is using a different bat.
You know what? He's probably like, this is my last bat of the year. I'm going out of my terms. And he grounds one up the middle, and it's stopped by Day. The pivot, the throw, and the inning is over. Now Roselli will finish 2-for-5. That's still going to get him a plus 300 batting average. Only the bottom of the ninth to go.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher alert for the St. Lucie Mets. Joseph Yabor being asked for the save. Trying to finish this one off and give the Mets a win. How about Irving Cota? 3 perfect innings. He didn't even strike out a batter. Just a bunch of weak contact. 33 pitches, 22 for strikes. Now the hard-throwing Yabor. Try to polish off what has been a good week here in Clearwater. A couple of one-run losses. It's been a nice rebound from that difficult top of the seventh, bottom of the seventh inning on Friday night. Throw down to second complete. Don't see any defensive changes out there for the Mets. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters for the Threshers. Have not gotten a hit since 2 outs in the fifth inning. Raider Tello delivered an RBI single, and a runner was thrown out at the plate. Here is Juan Villavicencio, 0-for-3. Yabor, the big righty, the first pitch, fastball high at 97. A broken bat ground ball to first. Perozzo takes it himself and beats Villavicencio there. Waiting all day for a broken bat. We finally got one, but it wasn't the Mets' special bat.
It was not, but and the Mets' special bat streak did end after Roselli decided to use a different one in his last at-bat.
10 batters and all retired. Can the Mets finish the season 12 straight guys retired? Only Avery Wusuasiadu and Carter Matheson stand in the way. Yabor's pitch, slider, strike one. Yabor, classic case of a pitcher arrived in St. Lucie, didn't throw very many strikes, has made the adjustment. The strikes have been coming more frequently, and so has the success. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 97. And if he's going to pitch like this, Mets are going to win this game.
Yeah, throwing strikes and throwing hard. That is a deadly combination for Joseph Ubor.
The fact that he started with the nasty slider will have Avery Wusu Asiedu guessing. The 0-2 fouled away with the fastball again at 97. Wusu Asiedu got enough. Mets were down entering the seventh inning, looking for a nice comeback victory in the final game of the year. 0-2 pitch, fastball right in there, struck him out at the knees. Two up, two down, pitch has been challenged, that's a loss instantly. You can't take him home with you, you can't roll him over to the playoffs.
Yeah, might as well use him, but it's going to stay a strikeout. Nice job by Ubor once again here.
11 straight batters retired since the start of the sixth inning. One more out to get in 2024. Carter Matheson takes a pitch low. Matheson way back in the first inning, hit by a pitch, got to third with two outs. But Miranda did not yield. Kept him from scoring. Ubor is 1-0. Skipped it in, ball two. Tying run lurks on deck in Dragu.
Lost his release point a little bit here on the last two pitches, and Gutierrez is going to head out to try and settle him back down. Just needs one more out to end this game.
Yeah, perhaps amped up. Seems to be getting quicker with his mechanics with those last two pitches. They're in deep discussion here. Hands over, gloves over mouths. That is the Mets' fourth mound visit. Three left. Hoping not to have to use any more. Ubor back on the mound, on the rubber, from the wind. The 2-0 is fouled back off the top of the net. Another fastball. This one touches 98.
Nice job after that.
Two-one pitch. Matheson takes it for a ball. Surprised the Mets didn't challenge that. Looked pretty good. Three and one. Ubor winds and fires. Fastball called a strike, a challenge. This one's like it's going to be one. No, denied. It looked like Gutierrez reached across for it. Clearwater's done with their challenges. The Mets are a strike away from a season-ending victory. Everybody on the top step for St. Lucie. Ubor's 3-2 pitch. Line drive into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Trying to go to second. Here's the throw. It dribbles in. Ewing didn't get much on it. A double, a hustle double by Carter Matheson. He rolls the dice there trying for the extra base hit. And the game will continue. So the Mets a strike away from the win. They'll now have to contend with the tying run in Joel Dragu, who is 0-for-4, has not hit a home run yet in Clearwater.
I think Ewing a little frustrated with himself on that throw, kind of spiked it going to second. Maybe would have had a chance if it was up into the glove of Roselli.
First pitch slider, strike one. 6-4 St. Lucie, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Ubor's 0-1, slider hit into left center field. Ewing on the run, won't get that one. Ewing will hustle it up. Here comes the throw into second base. It gets away. And will be backed up by Roselli. Back-to-back doubles for Matheson and Dragu make this a 6-5 game. And now the tying run is in scoring position.
Kind of out of nowhere here. All of a sudden, the back-to-back doubles. Ewing able to get that throw in much higher than the first one, but it was offline. So an easy double for Dragu.
Two up, two down. It had been 11 straight retired. He was a strike away from finishing off the game. Now we have some drama. Carson DeMartini will foul one straight back. A big cut. A cut that would have, he hoped, ended the game. DeMartini today, 1-for-4 with an infield hit.
The last out has been the most dangerous out in these innings.
Yabor from the stretch, the 0-1. Fastball up and away. Well, if the last out of the game is the toughest to get, how about the last out of the season? Yabor set for the 1-1. The pitch. Fastball missed away. Two balls and a strike. This Threshers crowd came alive after that second double, and certainly the dugout. They want to win their final game and finish above 500. 2-1 pitch. A pop-up and foul ground. This one's going to reach the seats. And one more time, the Mets are a strike away from a win.
Your boy here want to stick to your plan of throwing strikes. Don't want to get too fancy with anything and risk a mistake pitch over the middle of the zone.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tying run at second. Yabor is set. A quick look back. The pitch. Line drive, center field sinking fast down for a base hit. Here comes the throw from Ewing. It's on target. The tag. He's safe and we're tied. The Threshers down to their last strike. Double, double, single, two runs, a 6-6 game. Yabor has blown the save. And the Mets, if they're going to win the last game, will not be able to do it in nine innings. Ewing, a really good throw, just not quite in time. One-hop strike to Gutierrez. Dregu beats the tag. No controversy about it. And now DeMartini is into second base as the winning run.
Well, Ewing got the ball all three times, and his throw got better each time. That one was a beautiful one, but just a tad too late.
Now a pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Gutierrez. Has to fight off Ettinger to pick it up, the batter. Just a brutal, brutal ninth inning here for the St. Lucie Mets. Two up, two down. Got to two strikes on the third batter. He had retired 11 straight, and the Threshers have rallied back. And probably fly ball, shallow left field. Three Mets are converging. It's going to be Vargas, and it's caught on the line by Long to save the game. Jacoby went down to his knees to make the lunging catch. It was in fair territory. If he doesn't get it, the game's over. Instead, free baseball, a Jake Ricker special. He didn't want the season to end, and it won't. We're going to the 10th, tied at 6.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
If you told us 10 minutes ago that we'd still be broadcasting, I would have said, no chance. But we are. Shocking turn of events. Mets rolling over this Threshers lineup, but Yabor can't close the door. Mets are actually fortunate to still be playing when you think about that last catch. We're in the 10th. Borka continues to pitch, and he throws a ball to Trey Snyder. The free runner is Nick Roselli at second. He was the last out of the ninth. Mets in extra innings this year are 1-5 and have lost 5 in a row. 0-3 on the road. 1-0 pitch, and it's fouled away into the stands. Last extra inning game for St. Lucie was all the way back on July 24th against Palm Beach. Lost 5-3 in 10.
Well, no better time like the present to end that streak. Our Mets' goal here is just to get Roselli in.
Snyder takes this ball inside. Well, it's a must as the visiting team to score that free runner. You really have two hands tied behind your back if you go into the bottom of the inning and the winning run is on second base. Nothing else. Got to get Roselli in. This will help. A pitch goes to the backstop by Borka, and Roselli goes to third. The Mets should be able to get this run in. At least the odds increase greatly. Looking in the Mets bullpen, I have another reliever warming up. Looks like Christopher Gomez. Snyder 1-for-4 today. Takes this pitch in the dirt, and that's ball four. So a walk and a wild pitch added in. First and third for the Mets. They love a chance to get another two-run lead to finish off. And Marty Malloy is going to do some managing. Threshers manager, final game of the season. We'll head out to the mound. And if you're the manager of a team that's going to the playoffs, you don't want to be going in extra innings 2 days before. And I don't know if he's going to make a pitching change or not. He's out to discuss things with the team. I don't see anybody warming up in the bullpen. But, if you're the Threshers, you just want to get this game done and make sure everybody's healthy and rested ahead of the big game on Tuesday. I think they would have loved to finish this game off in the bottom of the ninth.
You're going to want your length from your pitchers, especially for Borka right now. The more pitchers you use, the tougher it makes it trying to go into that first playoff game.
Jairo Cuevas will come to the plate. He's reached three straight times, two singles and a hit by pitch. The last Met to score a run. Cuevas takes a pitch for ball one. 6-6 game, nobody out, runners at the corners in the top of the 10th. Cuevas grounds one up the middle, backhanded. The step on second, the throw to first in time. A double play turned by Brady Day. Roselli is in to give the Mets the lead, 7-6. But the hope of a big inning maybe just went by the wayside as Cuevas hits into the 4-3 double play. No RBI for him. Snyder forced out up at second, and the bases are empty.
You don't love the double play there. Would love to get some extra runs in, but at the very least, you do get one to give yourself the lead.
Had to have it and did get it. That's set up at first and third, nobody out. Hoping for a two-run inning. It'll be Shoji Naga, Day, and Tello to bat in the bottom of the 10th. Hediger will be the tying run at second, assuming that the Mets don't get another run. A weak ground ball by Gutierrez out to the first baseman. Hediger races himself to the bag, and the inning is over. So the Mets bring home the free runner, but no more. They lead 7-6 in the middle of the 10th.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
It might be tonight by the time this game ends. We are closing in on the three-hour mark in the season finale. Joseph Ybor is going to get a redo. Could not close out the two-run lead in the ninth. Now a one-run lead in the tenth. Koji Shoji Naga is the batter. Caden Hettiger is the base runner at second. First pitch in the dirt, and Gutierrez saves a wild pitch. Brady Day and Raider Tello are the other scheduled hitters. Mets looked like they had Christopher Gomez warming up, but he's just watching right now in the bullpen. High and wide with the fastball. Threshers have a pitcher warming up in their bullpen in case there is an 11th inning. Boards 2-0, misses, and it's challenged by Gutierrez, and it is going to be a strike. Mets have one challenge left, and they will keep it.
Well, that's a nice challenge there, though, by Gutierrez. Steal a strike, help out your pitcher after throwing two straight balls.
Fastball comes inside too far, 3-1. Well, the walk would set up a double play, but it also put the winning run on first base against a suddenly resurgent offense. Three-one pitch, and Ybor wraps in a strike. Shoji Naga wants the challenge, but realizes that they're out. Let's see if that makes a difference in the end, the fact the Mets have one and the Threshers have none. Strikeout would be huge. An out that would not advance that runner. Payoff pitch. A line drive into left center field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Hettiger's being waved in. Now he goes back. The throw eats up Vargas and goes to the catcher, Gutierrez. Oh, a single for Shoji Naga. And Hettiger initially got the wave from Marty Malloy and then got stopped at the last moment. And the throw from Long came in home.
I think he may have remembered what happened last time. He had been aggressive, and we had talked about how good the arms are from the Mets outfielders and played it safe this time. No outs in the inning and runners on the corners now for Palm Beach.
And all of a sudden, Ybor has become very hittable. He's given up strong hits to four of his last five batters. Brady Day is next. Mets playing the infield back for a double play. And Day will take the slider for strike one. So they will surrender the lead. If they can get a ground ball up the middle. Try to force an 11th. Oh-one pitch. A nubber up the third baseline. It will turn foul. Strike two. Now if you're Yabor, you can hunt strikeout. You just have to make sure to get it over the plate. Throw one to the backstop or spike one in the dirt.
Importance of making sure that this ball hits Gutierrez's glove. No outs in the inning. Runners on the corners. Can go a little bit outside with it. Try and get it chased, but not too far.
No balls and two strikes. The pitch. A tapper over the mound, out to second. Hits the bag and goes into center field. Hediger scores to tie the game. And a potential double play ball takes a bad ricochet on Snyder and goes into center. So instead of getting two outs, the Mets get none, and the winning run is at second base. What a terrible stroke of luck for the Mets.
It really does not get any more unfortunate than that. A ball up the middle, thought at the very least you're going to get the double play ball and have the game tied, but nobody on base. Instead, it bounces off a second, and now the Threshers have the winning run on second.
And nobody out. The 11th hit of the game for the Threshers. Swing and a miss by Tello. The fifth hit they have had since two outs and two strikes in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets agonizingly close to winning this game, having that happy high five line. They can still do it, and it's going to take a great effort as Tello spoils one foul.
Have to get three outs without letting that run from second come home, only advancing at the maximum of one base, and then scoring again in the 11th.
0-2 pitch, a slider down and away. You had Irving Cota perfect innings in the 6th, 7th, and 8th, only at 33 pitches. Thought that he might come out for the 9th. Yabor, hard to argue with his start. Ground out, strikeout, but just could not finish the game off. And now just hoping to force the 11th inning. Broken back, ground ball to third. Vargas going to step on third, go to second, safe. One out, lead runner gone, and the Mets are in the same spot, first and second. Boy, Vargas, I thought he was going to go second and then first for a double play, which would have put the winning run at third base and maybe netted two outs, but he went right to the bag to force out Shoji Naga.
It was quick thinking and a nice decision. You keep that winning run still at second base, at least get an out here. Unfortunately, they couldn't force the one at second.
It's the first out of the inning. A fastball called a ball, challenged by Gutierrez, stays a ball, and now both teams are done with their challenges. Juan Villavicencio 0 for 4. One-oh pitch, a fast strike. And Christopher Gomez now warming up in the bullpen. Yabor has to be getting close to the end here, approaching 40 pitches. Swing and a miss, but the fastball lively at 96, and it's 1-2 on Villavicencio. Well, this is the part of the lineup in the Mets you really have to lock down. Villavicencio, the eight-hitter, Owusu-Asiya do next. These were the two that Yabor retired to start the ninth. And it was everybody else he had trouble with. One, two. Line drive, center field, Ewing racing back. Makes the catch up high for the second out. Boy, A.J. raced in, then had to take a quick couple of steps back and then reach up. It was on him in a hurry. Villavicencio put a charge into it. Could not get it to drop or carry. And now Avery Owusu-Asiedu will bat. Two outs, bottom 10, 7-7 ball game. Winning run in scoring position. And Brady Day. First pitch slider, ball one. This is where Yabor had all his troubles last inning, trying to get that second out. Third out, rather. One-oh pitch is hit high and deep to left, and it is a walk-off home run for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Three-run shot, two outs, bottom of the 10th, and the Threshers beat the Mets 10-7 in the season finale. A gut punch again for the 2024 St. Lucie Mets as the party is on at home plate for the Threshers. They'll take this momentum into the postseason. And they have a winning record in 2024 at 64-63, while the Mets were a strike away multiple times from a win that would have won the series, that would have kept them from those 84 losses, which now ties a franchise record, but they couldn't get it done. We've said many times this year, toughest loss of the season, and I do believe, based on circumstances, that the final game of the 2024 season is the toughest loss of all for the St. Lucie Mets.
No question, that's a tough way to end your season. The Mets, who were playing well, pitching was doing good, out in front in this game late, Coda had come in and really shut down a high-powered Clearwater offense, and then it was the ninth inning where things fell apart, and your board just couldn't find a way to get that last out, especially being one strike away twice. It makes this loss that much tougher, but that is the way the season is going to end for the Mets, and now you have to look forward to 2025.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it all up at the postgame show. 10-7 Clearwater in 10 innings.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clearwater, Florida, BayCare Ballpark. Last time in 2024, Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you from atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth, wrapping up this last game of the season, 10-7 Clearwater wins a four-run bottom of the 10th. They play Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond, one last tribute to Jake Ricker, his favorite song of all time. Jake, this game has gone into a hellish tailspin in the last 20 minutes. Hey. We're up here saying Mets a strike away, two up, two down in the ninth. Mets going to win. They're going to win a series. They're going to finish with fewer losses than last year. We're going to see a bunch of happy guys doing the high five line. And not only did they not close it out, they lose it in the 10th in dramatic fashion. It's 11th time they've been walked off on the road. And now you have to sit here and listen to your most hated song.
Really a tough way to end the year. We were looking at such a positive note. Unfortunate, it was tough there for the Mets. But move on and get ready for 2025.
You're not moving on to Tuesday and the next series. You're moving on to the off season, and we hope it's a safe and healthy and happy off season for all the players, all the coaches, all the staff members, and all you fans out there that are listening. No need to really recap this. We'll just tell you right now that the Mets dropped to 23-40 in the second half. They did finish better in the second half than they did the first half. 45-84 is the record That's half a game better than last year. One more win. Clearwater 20-1-40 in the second half, 64-63 overall, winning record for those guys. They will be in the playoffs on Wednesday in Lakeland. If you're really interested in that kind of stuff, those games will be on Valley Live, and audio will be on the respective team websites. As for the St. Lucie Mets, you know, it's been an interesting few years. 2022, best record in the league, won the championship. 2023, followed that up with the worst record in the history of the team, worst record in minor league baseball, out of 120 teams. This year, only managed to do that one half game better. Very curious to see under Andy Green, the new farm director, David Stearns, the new president of baseball operations, what kind of direction they give single A, because I don't think it's really sustainable to have a single A team with these type of records year after year after year. We'll see if that something doesn't change going forward to try to help this be a more competitive level in the Mets organization, because we've seen turnarounds. You know, the Palm Beach Cardinals had a horrendous 2021, and they've obviously are now the cream of the crop in the Florida State League for a few years in a row now, consistently winning divisions and putting out winning product year after year. Just very curious to see where it all takes us, but you know, it's been doing this a long time up here for St. Lucie, for me, since 2014. Jake's just finishing up in his first year. He did a great job, but we're going to keep the faith. We're going to keep the faith and hope that there are brighter times ahead, the fans in Port St. Lucie. I know there's not a ton of them, but they certainly deserve a team that is competitive and that can win some ball games on a nightly basis. This team, competitive a lot of games, but it, you know, the last couple of years just have been some parts that have been lacking to be consistently on the same level as some of the other teams in the league. And I think that under this group of player development people that we can take that turn. It's just a matter of how they want to set it up going into the future. And I think hopefully good things to come, because we're only a couple of years removed from a championship. Don't have to win a championship every year, but certainly, you know, playing good baseball, putting out a good product on a yearly basis is something that should be striven for here in Port St. Lucie. Well, Jake, I think that's going to do it, right?
Well, just about wrapped up here in 2024. And, you know, despite the record, it's still been a really fun year. Adam, you've been thanking everybody. Thank you to you as well for another really exciting year here in St. Lucie. It's, you know, not the way we wanted to finish it, but a lot of fun moments throughout the entire year, both on the road and at Clover Park. And here's to a good off season in 2025.
Say it every year, nothing is ever given certain minor league baseball. The plan right now is for myself and for Jake to return in 2025. We hope that's the case. And first game next year will be April 4th in Daytona. First home game back on Valley Live will be April 8th against the Palm Beach Cardinals. That'll be a 6-10 game. So mark your calendars now, folks. That's when we are back in 2025. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this season. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your 2024. We hope all of you out there listening have a pleasant offseason.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.